Hello, Paper Tray Radio listeners. We're back today on September 3rd for our 14th edition of our little Stampin' podcast here on the internet. My name is Erin Lincoln, and I'm your podcast hostess. School's likely underway in whatever little corner of the world you live in, and it's Labor Day weekend here in the States. One last summer blowout before routines get set in stone. I'm hoping to hit the pool one last time between here and Monday. Always really kind of sad to see those close and have the weather be so warm for at least a month and a half afterwards. I would love those to stay open. Ugh. And seeing as here I'm here in Maryland, it's time to order a half bushel of hard shells for a crab feed with some friends on Sunday night. Give me that and a bottle of hard cider, and I'm in heaven for a few hours. And other news, Christmas stamps are in the house, the September release. In fact, I'm trying to be very good and get this podcast done so I can dig into all that fun. I'm really not being very successful at it. I keep going back to my work desk and playing. Ugh. You all are going to enjoy this release. There are some dies coming your way that are absolute must-have staples for year-round crafting fun. They kind of rank them up there with half-and-half dies. They aren't half-and-half dies. Don't want anyone to get any excited or any ideas because I can't let anything out of the bag. But they're definitely that type of staple. Really fun. I probably should cue up some Christmas music in Pandora to round out the mood when I get stamping. With warmer weather, I think Mele Kalikimaka is going to get some playtime. Love that song. Wish I was in Hawaii for Christmas, right? Now, speaking of music, my discussion question for you last episode was asking what type of environment is ideal to get your creative juices flowing. I like Broadway musicals. Try it. You'll like it, I promise. Here's what a few of you had to say when you called in with your answers.
Hello, Paper Tray. This is Liz Jones. I'm calling to answer Erin's question from the last podcast about your most creative environment. So, left to my own devices, I am a total night owl and will stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning without a problem. So, I tend to be most creative in the middle of the night when no one else is around or awake, and I don't really even need music at that point to get my juices flowing. The silence is enough. But it's best in the summer because I can hear the crickets outside, which I love. Unfortunately, the inconsistency of our schedules means that I don't usually have many of those perfectly quiet nights with the crickets. So my next best thing is listening to my Pat Benatar Pandora station and belting out 80s tunes at the top of my lungs. I usually try to keep my 80s tar ballading at an afternoon time when no one else is home, but occasionally I will go a little late in the evening or something and realize when I turn around that my husband is staring at me with a giant grin on his face, laughing at the scene he has happened upon. I'm sure it's entertaining for him anyway. All right, well, it was great to call in, and hopefully there are other fun stories on the podcast coming up. Thanks much. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Debbie Ward, and I am a PTI customer. I'm not sure if I'm too late on this week's question about the environment that makes you most creative, but I thought I would leave my two cents. Generally, I'm happy when the kids go back to school because I have the mornings to do my cards, orders for customers, and things like that. But lately, maybe it's because I'm missing my kids, that they're back in school, and I'm getting older, and so are they. I find the best time that I'm creative is when they are with me. My studio, which is really two desks and some shelves and all my stamps, are in the kitchen in a corner. So I'm really in the hub of the home. People are always coming and going, in and out. And my kids, when they see me starting to do a card, my youngest one especially, who is going to be 9 in October, she'll sit down with me at the table and pull her stuff out and start creating. And I find that, you know, an 8-year-old's point of view lately has been really enlightening, has made me have fun with my cards again and put a little whimsy into whatever I'm doing. And then I have an 11-year-old who seems to be a little more mature, so when I'm stamping with her, I like that she offers me feedback and, you know, maybe a different color that I never would have used. They love picking out my stamp colors for me. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm most creative when I'm with my children lately. I never thought I would say that, but they really are getting to be quite creative little buggers, and I really enjoy them being with me. Anyway, my name is Debbie Ward, and thank you so much for letting me leave my message. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Leanne Bayer, and I'm calling in about the environment I'm most creative in. I'm creative in chaos. When my craft space is messy and I have to shove things out of the way to find a place to stand, I'm usually at my most creative. I've decided it's because I have so much inspiration out front and center. I need the patterns and colors and shapes right there to spark ideas. And more than once, I found some really cool color combos from the scraps that pile up beside the paper trimmer. Now, if my space gets too messy and I lose the big score pile, well, my mojo usually gets lost with it, and it's time to clean up a little.
Hi, Erin. This is Leanne in Texas. My foreign name is Leanne, so it's easy. I was calling to answer your question from last the last edition of PTI Radio. The environment I like to create in is usually at night, so the lights are kind of low in the house, and everyone's in bed, and oftentimes I actually have PTI Radio playing in my headphones or maybe at my computer that's across the room from my stamping. So I have that inspiration, and all of the designers' voices and thinking about what they're talking about helps to give me some inspiration. It's usually, if I don't have PTI Radio on, then I usually have my regular radio on, and I'm an 80s child, so oftentimes the 80s hair bands are playing while I'm working. Enjoy PTI Radio a lot. I've talked to you before, so it's a special treat to call in again to hear your voice. So I will listen this Saturday and hope to get lots of inspiration from that day. Have a good one. Bye, Erin.
Hi, Paper Tray Radio. This is Tara Simmons calling from outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tara Jean on the forum. And this week's question is right up my alley. I was so excited to call in and tell you that I am my most creative when we have our Pennsylvania, Ohio paper tray get-togethers. We started doing this about a year ago, and we meet at least every other month. And I get so much done. It's amazing, that so much that the other girls kind of make a little fun of me, but that's okay. I don't mind. I get to take a bunch of cards home. There are times when I'm at home by myself where it might take me 2 days to get one card made, but when we're all together, I manage to knock out four or five or six. So obviously there's some creative inspiration there, and we always have a lot of fun. So I was excited to call in my answer, and I love the show. Thanks.
Hi, this is Terry Trotter from Coal City, Illinois. I am calling in regards to your question. It's actually funny. I started listening to different musics, not only while crafting, but as work as well. And I guess I never really thought about that correlation. But at work, it seems I like classical music, piano, solos. And for stamping, it seems, it depends on what I'm creating for, but I really enjoy Christian music, or every once in a while I need a little kick. And I did not even know that I would like the Broadway musicals until I gave it a whirl after Aaron's last podcast. And it is a lot of fun. So thanks. That was kind of an interesting thing to play all these different musics. I'm sure my family and coworkers think I'm a little nutty, but it was an interesting little practice, and now I've got some new habits. So thanks so much.
There you have it. Leanne, you gave me a serious chuckle about losing your big score pal in your math. Yes, I can relate. When that goes missing, it's probably time to start digging yourself out. It's called critical mass. So in there. This month, I'm interested in hearing what you do to rejuvenate your creativity. I found that if I take longer breaks between stamping spurts, I have no creative fatigue. That's a really highfalutin word, right? When I get back to it. It's something I've learned that really works for me after years and years of doing this. In particular, I find that nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, ruins a good creative high more than trying to ride that wave and force something more to be made. It's best just to walk away. Isn't there a saying that says, leave the party while you're still having fun? That's kind of what it is for me. disaster results when I go go against that. I've learned that time and time again. You would think I would be a better learner. Not so much. So, you know, I walk away, I do something else, I spend time with family or friends. I love to read. So, you know, I bust out some books and get that done, get some chores done. You know, it also feels good to get stuff off your to-do list, and often those are chores, and that kind of lifts your spirits up as well, and that way you can get back to being creative. And, you know, then I go back to it. Wish it wasn't so finicky, but that's what works for me. So are you continually creative, or do you need breaks? And what do you do to rejuvenate yourself? Call in to 301-799-8338 and let me know. If I use your response in the next podcast, you might be our randomly selected winner for a stamp set of your choice. Got nothing to lose, so call in and leave me a message. All right, we have Nicole on the phone, and we're going to talk about the much-anticipated ink release that's coming up. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. So we have little details about the ink, and I'm hoping you can fill us in on when's it being released, how it's being released, and how it was tested, because I think you did a lot of testing with it, didn't you?
Yes, yes. Well, I'll start with the testing first. We provided a couple colors that have been especially problematic for us to the manufacturer, and they developed two different kinds of ink with those colors in mind, and they sent me the prototypes, and I tested them, and I didn't like either one of them. So I vetoed both of those. They went back to the drawing board. Meanwhile, I mean, it can take 2 to 3 months for prototypes to be made, so we're not talking about, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump to come up with a new formula. They developed two more types of ink. I tried both of those, and one of them was very close but not quite there, so I asked them to take that and make some changes to it.
Was that a color in particular?
No, it was just more of the consistency of the ink and how how good the coverage was on the stamp and that sort of thing. So we made a few little tweaks to that and found something we were really, really happy with. That's what we have moved forward with.
So what were you looking for when you were testing these inks? Like, you had a prototype. And what were your, like, requirements?
I was looking for something, most of all, that had really great coverage. There's nothing more annoying than, you know, believing that you have your stamp fully inked, and then when you go to make the impression, it's blotchy or streaky or any of that. So I really wanted nice, smooth, even coverage. I wanted the colors to be nice and vibrant and not watered down at all. And I wanted a very quick drying time, if not instantaneous, and pretty easy cleanup. Those were my requirements.
Okay, and I think I heard something about maybe a fade test, too. Were you setting them out in the sun for a while?
We didn't set them out in the sun, but we made sure they had a shelf life, and just because over time, some chemicals, when they are sitting together for a while, if they weren't given a sufficient time test, they can start to react to each other in different ways than originally intended, which is what happened with some of our original ink formulas. So we wanted to just make sure that the inks had a really good shelf life. We allowed some to age for 4 months, and we feel that that was, you know, if anything, you know, weird was going to happen, it would have happened. And they came out the other side good as they were when we set them on the shelf. So we feel really confident that the consistency of these will be perfect, and they'll perform the way ink is supposed to perform.
Okay, we're so excited. Now, when can we anticipate new ink in the store?
Well, I will go ahead and let everybody know that we were originally slated for September 15th, but unfortunately, there were some changes at the last minute by the government for some things that needed to be included on the labeling regarding chemical testing and that sort of thing. So right before we were getting ready to get the inks ready for sale, we had to make that last-minute change, so it pushed us forward a little bit. We are looking at releasing the ink either October 1st or October 15th. We're really strongly leaning towards October 1st. We're feeling confident that we'll have them in hand by then. And if we do not, we will go ahead and wait until October 15th.
All right. That's pretty cool. That's awesome that you guys are willing to release mid-month. So
yeah,
everyone out there, you know, we're trying to get those to you as soon as we possibly can. So what colors are we anticipating with the first release?
Well, we have four colors that we've been working on with the prototypes for the last several months, and that was Aquamist, Spring Moss, Pure Poppy, and True Black. So those are the first four colors we will be releasing. And unfortunately, the remainder of the colors are still in the swatching process, which can take a bit of time. So we won't be able to release any more ink for several weeks after this initial release. So there's going to be a little bit of a time span before the next ink release. We're optimistic, you know, that once these colors are swatched, they will be all done at once so we can roll things out on a pretty regular basis after that.
Are you planning on releasing the ink as they come, or are you going to stagger it a little bit?
Like I said, all of the colors are going to be ready at once. So depending on how long it takes them to get the colors ready, that will determine how we stagger things.
Mm-hmm.
If they have everything ready, you know, within the next 2 months, we'll probably stagger with 5 to 6 colors a month. If they're not ready until, you know, like after the holidays, even closer to like the anniversary in February, then we'll probably just go ahead and release all of the colors at once. So we're just trying to get everything out as fast as we can.
And we're all so eager. Now, really unusual stamp pad shape. How did you decide on that?
Well, that's actually the manufacturer's design. It was one of the shapes they presented to me, and I just really liked it. It fits really well in your hand, and I'm all about comfort with things like that. And I personally liked the ability to use the small tip. It's kind of like a yin-yang shape. The small pointed tip is really good for doing, you know, partial inking of images without having to do any masking or anything like that. And obviously the larger, rounder end is good for large area ink application. So I think it's kind of like the best of both worlds with one ink pad.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard a little bit about two formulas. What can you tell me about that?
Well, the second formula isn't anything that's currently on the market. It's a brand new type of ink. There isn't really a whole lot I can say about it at the moment because it's still in the testing phases. But we are hoping to release a second formula in all of our colors in, you know, sometime in the next year or so. It's going to be a while before it's ready, but I'm excited about it. And the yin-yang shape, you'll be able to get both ink pads, both ink types for a single color, and click them together on a tray that you can buy separately so you can store them together. So it'll be kind of a cool, it will look cool and it will serve a purpose for keeping everything organized.
Yeah, we know all you stampers out there like to have your organizational system. So it sounds like this is all in one for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I know we've been waiting on new colors to the Perfect Match system with the ink release. Do you have anything to tell us about that?
Well, there's a new color rolling out this release, September 15th, and we'll be coming out with a new color every other month thereafter. Everything's already slated and ready to go. We've already started receiving merchandise for that. As far as ink for the new colors, they will not be ready when the color is released unless the color falls after our ink begins to release. So, for example, if in November we begin releasing additional colors, that will be a new color month. So we would be releasing an ink for that color that month. But if ink is not released in November, there will be no ink for the color that's released in November, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but we'll catch up once all the ink is released.
Yeah,
so it's coming. Yes. It's in the plan.
Yes, the manufacturer already has provided with Pantone colors for all of our color releases for the next year and a half. So they're getting all of it ready now. So we're going to be set.
To all you listeners out there, what do you think I can do to bribe her to tell me what the colors are? Maybe when we get off the phone?
No chance, Erin. No chance.
No, see, she doesn't even tell us stuff. All right, well, Nicole, we are looking forward to the ink. I know I am. There are some colors for me that don't work for me from the old ink, so I'm looking forward to being able to expand my color palettes and all my work. So, yay!
Fantastic. And I just want to add one more quick thing I didn't mention earlier.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The inks will also be available in a cube. So for those that don't want to invest in a full-size pad, I hadn't mentioned anything about the fact there are going to be cubes, and a lot of people have been asking about that, and they will be available in a cube as well.
So there's going to be two sizes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So something to cater to everybody's price point.
Yeah, if you're budgeting out there, you can still get your hands on all the colors using the cubes, which is great. Okay, I'm looking forward to it, Nicole.
Thank you, Erin.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling
in
today. All right, now it's time for our question and answer segment. You call in, ask our designers, Jen and Nicole, or our stamp designers, your questions, and we get some fabulous answers. We always learn a lot. So let's take it to the phones and find out what we're going to learn today.
Hi, this is Maureen from Pennsylvania, Madcap Frenzy in the blogosphere. My question for any of the PTI stamp designers, design team members, any, is what is your absolute go-to color combination? With so much of the perfect match color system with paper tray, it's kind of daunting to see so many wonderful colors. I don't know what would be perfect to match together. So what is your favorite color combination? Thanks.
Hey, everyone. This is Mish. One of my favorite color combinations to use on cards is Aqua Mist and Real Red. And I like this color combination because it's just bright and cheery and fun, and it's two totally different colors that you can pull in little accents and elements, and it looks really cute on birthday cards and cheery cards. So that's one of my faves right now.
This is Nicole, and I actually thought I would just mention a few of my favorite color combinations lately. Harvest Gold, Smoky Shadow, and Hawaiian Shores are kind of an unlikely pairing, but I really love the way they look together. It kind of gives a slightly trendy, modern feel to a project. I've also been loving Scarlet Jewel, Orange Zest, and Raspberry Fizz paired up. It's more of a bold statement. And a classic color combination that I go back to again and again and again is Ocean Tides, Spring Moss, and Vintage Cream. It's more of a sophisticated palette, and it works really, really well with many of the images in our collection.
Hi, this is Kim Brown from Wichita, Kansas, and I have a question for all of the designers. My question is, if you didn't own any of the stamp sets, which would be your first stamp set to buy and why? And my second question would be, what is your favorite technique? Thanks for answering my question. Bye.
Hi, Kim. This is Jennifer Ellison. I thought I'd tackle your two questions that you called in. Those are great questions. And actually, I get similar questions in customer service quite often. And I actually have three suggestions for your first stamp set. The first one that I often refer to is sign language. It's a set that is a great combination of sentiments and images, and it's actually two-step stamping too. So even a beginner can make a really fabulous image with it, and it's a great set because it encompasses so many occasions. The second set I'd recommend for a beginner is Mega Mixed Messages, and you just get all your bases covered with this set because there are just so many sentiments in it that it's perfect for any set or any occasion. The third suggestion that I suggest for anyone is any of the fillable frames. They're a great bang for your buck. At $5 each, you get so many sentiments and the frames are interchangeable that it's easy to add on to your collection at a slow pace, which a lot of beginners seem to appreciate. So your second question about my favorite technique is really difficult to come up with a good idea. It's sort of like trying to pick your favorite child. I would have to say, though, that I tend to go back to heat embossing more than any other technique. It packs a lot of punch for your recipient. I always get the question, how'd you do that, from someone who's not familiar with the hobby? And it's so easy to do, and it just gives such a polished, professional look. I also like that you can do it emboss resist with it as well. So gives you different options, and I think it works out really well. Thanks so much for calling into Paper Tray Radio. Bye.
And that just about wraps it up for us today. We do need to pick a winner of our contest. From all of our participants, we have Lizzie Jones, Debbie, Leanne number one, Leanne number two, Tara, Terry, Nadine, and Kim. So that's eight people. I plug in a random number generator, and the winner is number eight, which is Kim. So, Kim, contact customer service on our website via email and let them know you won podcast number 14 and choose a stamp set that's been on your wish list. Everybody else, enjoy your long holiday weekend. Hopefully you're having lots of fun and maybe just a little bit of stamping. And I'll be back on October 8th for podcast number 15. Remember to call in to 301-799-8338 with questions and your discussion answers. Looking forward to your answers. All right. Catch you later. Bye.